Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is Thursday morning. It is July 9th. We are at 6:05. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Tim Richards, good morning to you.
EMCs, good morning to you. Oh, coming up after our guest for Dead Guy in the Envelope, we should actually rewind just a minute, because the comments were a-flowing.
Yes, they were.
About my striped shirt that I wore yesterday that I immediately burned at 10:01.
Listen.
Along with my salmon pants. I took quite a hit yesterday on Wednesday.
I'm not going to lie to you. One of our coworkers, Paula from WNCX, is, her comment and included photo was by far my favorite of all of them. Did you see that
photo? She should have my back. She lives in Menor and has much longer than I have. I mean, I couldn't believe it, but yeah, she is.
She wasn't
wrong.
There
isn't a bad possible thing you could say about Paula.
She's wonderful. I love
her. So I immediately agree with her comment, and it was also funny, and it also included a photo. I mean, of course it's a home run because
Had you ever seen that photo before? I didn't know that was a thing. Let's just say you're a beach boy now.
Yeah, that was very well done. So we will, in case you missed it, maybe you had yesterday off EMCs, we'll certainly get into that here in just a few minutes. But you know how we're going to start off the show. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Yesterday's guest, and we always remind you that this time around, that Stevie, producer Stevie, put the name of the envelope. Yesterday's guest was Walt Disney. Wasn't Walt Disney.
It was not Walt Disney. We need another guest today. Did I do that?
We need another guest today.
He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. You just have to figure out who he is. Good luck.
Yes. Good luck. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is a positive experience, a positive way to kick off the show.
Sure it is.
Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Gina, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Everybody hated my shirt. We'll get to that coming up next. Not everybody.
I was going to say not everybody. Some people are big fans.
This is not going to be worn again.
Did you end up playing croquet in it?
Why do I got to play croquet? First of all, it was not bendy enough for croquet. I would need something that was much more breathable in the outdoor weather.
The fabric.
With my fake linen shirt that does not breathe. But we would love your guest, Gina, for Dead Guy in the Envelope. As you know, he's dead. He's a guy. His name's in the envelope.
How about Cameron Boyce?
Not Cameron Boyce.
Oh! Even Stevie from the producer room said that's a good guess. All right, so the review of the shirt is next. They did not. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
Go easy on you.
Oh, my shirt that I wore yesterday. I mentioned yesterday, and I thought this was a safe space. It is our EMCs. It is our early morning crew. You know how special you are to us. We appreciate that. We appreciate you waking up. We talked to a gentleman yesterday that goes for a walk this time of the morning, and that's why he's an EMC, and we love that. We took a guest for Dead Guy in the Envelope. I wore a shirt that was kind of out of my norm yesterday. It was a blue and white vertically striped shirt, and I said, you know what? I'm feeling a little uncomfortable today. Maybe I shouldn't wear the shirt. I walked into the Halley building, and the security guard, who's just super, super nice, first thing, because it was probably out of the norm than my usual t-shirt or whatever.
It really was, yeah.
And I really like your shirt right there. I knew it was a red flag. Thought to myself, it is at least eye-catching.
Shauna said, I didn't love it or hate it, but once Jen mentioned you look like you're going to play croquet, I could picture it, especially with the salmon pants. And this is why I love Jen and Tim Show listeners. I mean, she's right.
Joanna, it looks like a vacation shirt. I don't hate the shirt. It just doesn't fit your personality.
Oh.
Yep.
And then I mentioned Paula. She posted a picture of the Beach Boys. I didn't know the Beach Boys and you actually owned the same shirt. Did you buy this vintage or something? Because you literally are wearing a shirt of the Beach Boys. Is this like an album cover she posted? You look like a member of the Beach Boys. I need to comment back on that. That's hilarious. And you do.
Terry, perfect for the Scoop Squad. Except he should be behind the counter serving the ice cream.
That's true.
Oh, neighbor Holly liked it. Okay, I didn't see that. Yeah. She said that definitely that kind of look is coming back. Definitely a beach vibe, though. Good to wear it since you have a pool. So, yeah, I didn't see that.
And Beverly said it's a shirt you wear to your kids' school when you want to embarrass them.
And you would make them wear a pant or jean.
Oh,
because
they would hate that.
You have, one pair of each just in case in emergency situations. So EMCs, whether you liked it or not, I appreciate the comments.
Can't wait till you wear it again.
That shirt is gone. It's gone. I believe Jen has one up to my shirt today.
Oh, come on.
With what you have posted on it's on the Jen and Tim Show page on Facebook. I don't know if it's anywhere else, but I know it's on Facebook. And I am actually, I don't think that it's a bad idea. I am just shocked that they make this product.
It is a brand new product to me as of like.
To the world. I think it's to the world. It's a brand new product.
I didn't.
I don't know that it's factual information. I don't know. Okay. Please, you just have to, you will not believe it. I could not believe what you were doing. I had no idea what was going on.
And then when I watched this video back and saw how ridiculous I look, listen, that doesn't mean I'm going to stop wearing this. It's helpful, but it is. I think it's for like in the privacy of your own home.
You can't wear it. I was thinking right? The same thing. And that's fine. You have, yeah.
Right. But it is. It's unique. It's helpful. It's, oh my God. I look like the Hamburglar.
You do. I don't understand. I understand how you would need it. It makes sense that the product exists. I just I've never seen this in my entire life. I have
neither
no clue.
Neither did I.
It's Jen and Tim Show. We'll
Thank
share
you,
it over Dr. to Star
Kovacs, too. For introducing me to it.
Does that doctor get a cut of this or something? No. Like, is there a vested interest in buying these things?
I'll tell you how it went down. I will tell you how it went down.
EMCs, please look. We're not really getting into the story until 8:10. But, yeah. I mean, you know, we just had to tell you early.
So Delta has a new basic fare for first class. You'll save money, but there are some restrictions. I was excited about this, but there's a lot of restrictions. That's in 60 seconds. Bay Village is today's star city at 75 degrees. Here are the three things you need to know today. Delta Airlines has launched lower cost basic fares for first class, which is kind of cool. So it's a lower cost way to fly premium, but you have to make some trade-offs. You have to wait until check-in for your seat assignment. You get fewer checked bags. You have to pay fees for changes or cancellations. You also get fewer frequent flyer miles, and you don't get airport lounge access. But
sounds good.
You get to sit in, but you
get a snack.
You get the fancy seat. You get like the benefits of. I don't know. They say it's like about $200 less than the classic fare.
There is a big difference when you take an elite airline.
And Delta is lovely.
They are. There's a big difference. And then the second thing is I'm trying to book my yearly flight to go to Vegas. And outside of Frontier, basically nobody. I said this when Spirit went away. That was going to be a major issue for the kind of the, I don't want to say lower tier airlines. But I think we all understand. And I fly Frontier. I'm certainly not knocking them all the time. But that price is never going to come down. What is the...
No.
I mean, you have Southwest, I think, and then maybe one other one that flies out there. But the battle between Frontier and Spirit was fantastic and financially good for us. And I mean, who's battling Frontier now? I mean, who else? I have like
nobody.
If I'm leaving Cleveland, I have to go Frontier basically if I'm going to Vegas, and that's not the only city that's the case. That's not great for us.
When you mentioned Southwest, does it go direct from Cleveland?
Well, I don't even really look because as of now. You know, and I'm looking next month is when we usually go. It's about $318 on Frontier and Southwest and up from there. It's like $582 to fly.
That's
insane. I would just not, I would literally just walk there.
I mean, it's a good thing you're going by yourself. Imagine you're taking a family of four or a family of five. I mean, it's crazy.
You would look for another city.
Yeah.
I mean, or if you just have the, you know, disposable income and want to pay it and really want to go, then you just have to pay it.
Emmy nominations are in. The Pitt got the most with 25. Hacks, our Jen and Tim Show favorite, follows with 24 nominations. 78th Emmy Awards will air September 14th, be hosted by Mariska Hargitay. Reese's Pieces is getting its first major makeover in 10 years with a new version. It's going to be Reese's Pieces with chocolate cookies. They'll have classic peanut butter candy wrapped around a crispy chocolate cookie center. They come out on July 17th.
What did I immediately do when I got home yesterday? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
Burn your shirt?
First thing was burn the shirt. What's the second thing I did because of Stevie on the socials yesterday?
Cleaned your dog's water bowl.
Both of them.
Was it gross? Full of gunk?
It wasn't gross and full of gunk, but it did need... It was time. And then I really started thinking to myself, how often do I do that? Because you had mentioned a couple, you know, maybe 2 or 3 days or something. You said maybe something like that. And
there
I know
there was no clear answer. One video said never.
It really kind of because I feed him all the time. It just enlightened me. Because of course, if it's gross and disgusting, you're not just going to leave it there.
No. Yeah.
And I think I need to.
Some of the things my dog eats, you kind of wonder, like, does it really matter?
Exactly.
You know? Do you let your dog lick your face?
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't do it that often, but if she did, I wouldn't be, like, horrified by it.
Oh, I would be horrified.
Yeah, I think that's, I have no problem with it. And I think that my wife wants to vomit when I let my dog lick my, it's so polarizing. I bet there's no gray area because, I mean, I just, and not for, like, 60 seconds in a row or something. But, I mean,
you don't hate it?
I don't hate it, Jen.
You don't hate it. And you know what? You do you. That's fine.
I should probably let him lick my feet.
Do not let him do that. That would be disgusting.
That's probably
he would probably get sick.
I take that comment back.
Based on the
feet
germs.
In general and that.
Yeah.
And,
no.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get to Stevie on the socials. Stevie almost just left the room after that comment.
Yeah, that was concerning. Well, TikTok has a new feature, apparently. Everyone has this feature except me. I can't figure out how to get it to work. I've been trying, and I feel like I'm the perfect person to have this feature because it's something I would enjoy. So I'm a little upset.
Well, now I want to know if I have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we will find out next.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
So TikTok has a new feature. I've been seeing people use this new feature, but I can't find it. Nowhere it exists on my app in the spot where it's supposed to be. So I'm going to have to do some more digging because I feel like it's something I would love. I've watched my friends play this on TikTok. They now have games, like built-in games, so you don't have to leave the app. That's the point of it. So it's like you just can stay on TikTok. It's the one-stop shop. You go on that app. You can scroll your feed, and then you can play these games. And they're very similar to, like, the apps that I play. And, like, you get when you're playing an app, you always get ads for other apps. And they remind me of all those. Like, there's, like, the survival one where you're, like, cutting down the trees and then making a fire so you can fight the people that start coming to your camp. There's ads for that all the time on these. There's one of those.
Can't think of the name of it. That's a good game. My daughter plays that game.
TikTok version.
So I haven't seen that either.
It's like that basis, but it's a different version. It's not like the mainstream app. It's like TikTok's version.
Oh.
And they have like the beauty one where you like fix their gross nails and make them look pretty. But I can't find it on my app. So
when you're playing it, you're recording it to post it, or you're
just... That's an option. People do that for live streaming, or you can just play it just to play, and it's not being recorded.
I don't see it either. I'm on TikTok.
Well, where's
right
it
now.
Supposed
no
to be?
Well, I heard it's supposed to be on if you're on your profile and you hit the three lines on the top right,
right?
In the activity center, and there's supposed to be like a game option. I don't have any games there.
I don't either.
And then someone else said you have to search mini games. So here I am searching mini games, and all it is just videos of people playing the video games. I'm trying to play the video games.
I don't have it. Okay. No, but now I'm wondering, like, you know how sometimes you go in, like, you're going to record a video and there's games you can play that way, too, but it's not like that.
No, it's a newer.
It's a newer.
That's what they started as, where it's like the games where you record. This is like a built-in app game.
If somebody knows or somebody has it, that would be amazing. Maybe we're looking in the wrong spot. Maybe it's an update we don't have. I don't know. 216-343-1021. Did you check your TikTok? I don't have this either. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Where are we supposed to go, Stevie, looking for these games that we're in theory able to play in the TikTok app as
From
opposed to leaving it?
I was told you go to your profile,
right?
Hit the like three lines,
right?
And there should be mini games option, I think. Either right there or you hit Activity Center.
Oh, I'll go to Activity Center.
And then there should be mini games, and I don't have it.
When I hit Activity Center, it has to like log in with my Face ID.
Yeah,
like that is a fancy part, I guess.
I don't have that turned on.
But I still have nothing. And now I keep closing the app and reopening it, thinking maybe it'll pop up. And it does not.
And I would think it's fake if I didn't see someone live playing it.
They probably just know how many games you have on your phone. They say, this is probably not a good idea for you to have access through TikTok.
I know.
That you do all of your influencing and all of your great content on TikTok as well.
Oh, no.
Because there was another game the other day you're talking about. We need to talk about this more often because you're just, you used to tell us the games you download, and now it's a little more stealthy. Mm-hmm. And then when you tell me about
I just shared the two I've been playing.
I'm addicted to one she just gave me the other day.
Yeah, and I'm on the other one, and I started it yesterday, and for some reason, I just could not sleep last night. I don't know what it was. I just couldn't sleep. I'm already on level 80.
Okay.
Yeah, that one goes quick. I think I'm in 1,000 already, and I just downloaded that one.
Okay, I need to try that one.
I even have another game I haven't told you guys about because I'm embarrassed by it.
Yeah.
You're embarrassed by it?
Yeah.
Now I immediately need to know what it is.
It's the best. When has there been a game, and we'll get to three things. When has there been a game that Stevie has recommended? We've talked about these a lot on the show. We have an intro for it and everything. That you're thinking to yourself, yeah, I don't really like this game. I'm not into it.
Oh no! And I still fruit merge and wool craze to my face.
So old news.
They're so old. They were. I remember because it was last year when I was going on vacation. They were my playing games. I played wool craze over and
wool
over.
Wool craze is
and
a classic.
Over.
I'll go back to that one.
Oh
always.
My gosh, addictive.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, great game. Always good games.
Yeah, you find the best games.
All right, stars. They're just like us. Turns out Mariah Carey waits in line. Can you believe?
She's a Hall of Famer. She wouldn't be waiting in line.
Why wasn't she with one of the plaid coats that they have at Disney?
Disney, that's right. And that's what they usually do. I know at Cedar Point or something, they have special spiral staircases you can go up into and just jump on the ride. Why are you waiting?
I don't know, but we'll
tell you. Can't you afford a fast pass?
It felt odd, right?
It's very weird.
Okay, this is in 60 seconds. It's 75 degrees in Bay Village. That's our star city. These are the three things you need to know today. This is it. Final time for the PGA Tour Champions event. It's in Akron. Starts today, runs through Sunday. Starting next year, the tournament relocates to Newport Beach, California. This is the end of a 72-year run for major professional golf in the Akron area. The Great Lakes Science Center offering free general admission for kids ages 2 to 12 this Saturday. They're open from 10 to 5. If you do want to go to the special Titanic exhibits, that will be extra. And even superstars have to wait their turn, like Mariah Carey, spotted standing in line with other guests at Disneyland. This was over the 4th of July weekend. Were they out of the plaid coats? I don't understand why she didn't have a tour guide with
her. I have no idea. Has anybody seen a famous person at an amusement park?
But
because
in line
around
by themselves?
Jeremy Renner, there was just a story.
Right.
And I'm just curious. I've never clearly seen that. And a lot of times they have different entrances and things like that. But they still have to get on the ride. So maybe you're on a ride or you saw somebody that was, you know, a celebrity at Cedar Point, Disneyland, Disney World, whatever it might be. That would be cool to talk about.
Fan videos show her. She's just patiently waiting in line. Like, no, it doesn't appear that there's security around or anything. It's strange, but very
maybe
cool.
They were bringing her around and, you know, she was a little bit of a problem.
They made her mad.
Her
she
go.
Made him mad. Like, you wait in line alone.
I'm done with this. I don't get paid enough. I'm out. Let's get to it. It's around to Cleveland. How much do you make on Star 102 Cleveland's Feel Good Favors? Make sure you play along. Maybe you'll be a better guesser than we are. All right, let's start with, what is your job?
I think the best way to describe it, I'm in construction sales. And I travel over 20 different states. I do about 150 nights of travel a year. I work with architectural groups and contractors from Milwaukee, Chicago area to Washington, D.C., all the way up to Bangor, Maine. I work to help develop construction plans for placing concrete, finishing concrete, saving old buildings, big box stores, retail space, you name it. And then I train everybody how to do it.
So when you travel. Do they pay for your hotel?
Yes, they do.
And what kind of hotel are you in?
I'm a Marriott guy.
Very nice.
Points, that makes sense.
Do you have a company car?
Yeah, I do have a company pickup truck. And I typically carry around a lot of pretty expensive devices to measure the floors that these guys do. So if someone happens to slip and fall and they want to blame the contractor who did the floor, I can go measure and say, nah, not the contractor's fault. Someone didn't manage the floor correctly.
So are you trying to upgrade the flooring they get, or it's already sold as a certain project and you just finish up the details?
Both. I work to make sure the floor is safe and efficient, especially in the public schools, as well as in your big box stores where it's a retail space. But at the same time, the upgrade would be make sure there's a maintenance plan that goes with it so people aren't busting their rear ends on the floors.
Yeah.
And do you work for one company?
I work for one global company.
Okay, so this is his job. These are the details about his job. Up next, we're going to take a guess on his base salary. You can do the same thing. You can DM us, Jen and Tim Show, or Star 102 on all the socials. We will go around the room. We will try to guess within $5,000 of his base salary. That is happening next. Veronica, Cleveland, how much do you make on Star 102? Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites continues. We're going to go around the room and try to guess your base salary within $5,000. Not sure if we can do it, but we're going to try.
Okay.
I'm going to guess $140,000.
I'm going to go $105,000.
I'm going to go $150,000.
So are we close? What's your base salary?
My base salary is $100,000. My base is $100,000.
Okay.
And I do make a lot more than that with all my commission.
Did any of us come close to the actual number?
Oh, with the commissions?
One of you are within $15,000.
Okay.
I make a little bit more than $150,000.
Nice.
Can you hire me?
Yeah, we want to work for you.
We're always hiring.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Good morning to you. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Hot one today. I'm going to see a high of 88 degrees. It's going to be hot. It's going to be humid. That glasses might fog up a little bit if you wear those things outside.
Only one side, though.
I can't wait to explain this, but that's what it's been. I said it was an ocular event. It's almost 8:10. We talked about this all morning long. Comments are rolling in. I didn't know this existed. I understand why. It is amazing.
I didn't know it existed either. I went to my annual eyeball checkup, my ocular health experience, you know, where they do where you get me scared of the eye dilation, all that good stuff. And while I was there, he said, you know, do you have any concerns? I said, well, I can barely read like makeup containers, shampoo bottles, like stuff, like all of those things. I'm like, there's everything keeps getting smaller. I'm like, and when I go to put on mascara, I can't see a thing. Cause you know, this is what happens as you get older. You need reading glasses. And I'm like, I can't leave glasses on if I'm putting makeup on my face because the glasses block it.
Makes sense. It all makes sense.
My eye doctor had a solution. He is a genius.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I didn't think he'd have a solution. Like, I didn't know. I just thought I'd bring it up. Like, but there's a really valid solution.
There is a valid solution. And it is amazing to see. And if you haven't checked out the video, you need to. I would be amazed if anybody has this and or could guess the solution. I can't wait to get to this. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
I told my eye doctor I was having difficulty seeing when I was putting on makeup because, you know, as you get older, you need reading glasses. That's what's happened to me. Never wore glasses before. And he says, well, I have the solution for you. You can get makeup reading glasses where the eyes, the lenses flip up. So I was envisioning like a flip, and he says they flip up one at a time. I was envisioning, you know, you touch the bottom of the lens and it flips straight up. These actually, it's almost like a semicircular rotation that the lens rotates.
Like the hands of a clock.
Over. Yeah, it's like the hands of a clock. And I pulled up the listing. There's no like specific name for these other than reading glasses for women, magnifying flip down cosmetic readers with spring hinge. So it does. It's like TikTok around the clock, just a semicircle on the top. And you just do one eyeball at a time. Get your mascara on, your liner, your shadow, whatever. And you could see it quite clearly. It's a weird sensation at first, though, because only one eyeball is being corrected. So you have to get
Please.
Used to it.
I don't, it's so weird. I don't beg of you often, Jen and Tim Show listeners. You know we love this. It's a family. It's a Jen and Tim
we
Show
are,
family,
yeah.
Right? You DM us. We talk back and forth. We see you when you're out and about. We live here. We are local. You're west side. I'm east side. We see people all the time. I can't say thank you enough for listening to the show. How often do you hear me beg? Basically never. Please check out these glasses on socials.
And here's the thing. I knew when I used them for the first time. I knew I would have to use them the most here at work because I keep like a second stash of makeup here at work to put on, you know, in the morning when we get here or, you know, if we're doing videos or whatever, I want to put on makeup. So I knew I would have to use these at work and I knew I was in trouble the first time I put these on in front of you.
Couldn't believe it. And I immediately started rolling.
Of course you did.
I thought I was seeing things and or the glasses were broken because there's only one lens that flips back and forth. I don't know, wink lenses. I don't know what these things are called.
Wink lenses. That would be a great name.
What is it called? I don't know.
There's no like name. It just says.
You're right. It just says makeup glasses. I've tried to Google it and search if there was an actual name for these. But
I just scrolled down and it says frequently returned item. Check the product
detail. I get why.
I don't know. It worked fine for me. Although and there have been some other suggestions in the comments that seem better.
Exactly. And we also have a DM we need to get to that maybe is even a better suggestion. That's next. The still shot of you in those glasses is now all my personal profile pictures.
No,
it's
it is
Star
not.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
That
it is not.
Still shot, I look like the Hamburglar in that.
It is amazing.
Because the glasses are like, this. There's like an underneath scoop of glasses.
Because there's nothing on top. It's the flip lens. So you can put your makeup on. It's on one. It covers one eye so you can then work on the other eye. And then it flips to the other eye. But the base of the glasses are dark and they remain.
They remain. Yeah. I mean, I didn't buy like a designer brand. They were like two pairs for $9.99 on Amazon. One for work, one for home.
Wendy, no shame, but have you tried a magnifying mirror?
I have not. Wendy, I didn't even think of a magnifying mirror. I need to Google that on Amazon, order one. Then you don't have to put anything on, and you can just easily access the lashes.
Do you have contacts?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Would that alleviate a...
I just learned you can get... Because I need progressives, because I have, like, now a real prescription, and then I need readers.
It's just...
And they make those now.
I've needed glass...
Sorry, one more thing. They make eye drops that correct your vision now, too, for reading. Did you know that?
I'm stay away from that.
You like pop? I was talking to an optometrist at.
What are you talking about? Is it just one drop a day?
I don't know how many drops a day it is, but I thought that was like a TikTok thing
what?
Or like some internet fluke. I was at my niece's birthday party, and this guy was there. He's an optometrist. I was telling him how you make me scared of getting my eyes dilated. Blah blah blah. That led to. You can put eye drops in your eye that, like, correct your vision for the whole day. Like, it's like 10 hours or something. I said, that's safe.
There
like, yeah.
is no way.
This guy said he prescribes it to people.
Why do I know about this?
Yes. Sounds scary, right?
If it works, it sounds
futuristic
and unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. He said, you know, only some people are candidates for it. But, I mean, that's another option, I guess.
Yeah, you can't. Oh.
Well, now I want a magnifying mirror, though.
And how long do the drops last? Does anybody know this? We have people to listen.
Somebody maybe tried them, you think?
I need to get off of these glasses now. I want to talk about these drops. I'm serious.
Yeah.
That's life-changing.
Yeah.
If you can put a drop in and see all day and not need a contact or glasses or something? Or?
But it's like certain vision corrections.
Yeah.
I don't know what, though.
Mine's probably too bad. This show should be sponsored by an eye center. As much as we talk about ocular health and drops
really
and this and glasses and that. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
We were talking about the eye drops that can correct your vision. I told you about them. You had never heard of them. Kimberly says she was prescribed them from her eye doctor, but unfortunately it didn't work for her. So I don't know what the qualifications are. Like, who
if you
can
had a
use
drop
them.
That would correct your vision and it lasted for 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours. Can you, I mean, I'm sure there's
awesome.
A price point to it.
Sure.
But could you imagine that? It's not a liquid lens, but I mean, and essentially it kind of is a drop. I don't know. I did not.
We need
heard
more
of that
research
before.
Because again, I don't know if it's just for like reading. Like
yeah, maybe it is.
Does that mean nearsighted or farsighted?
It's always
or whatever?
The opposite. So if you can't see near, it's farsighted. Near, you can't see far. Nearsighted, you can't see far.
Oh, that's how you remember
yeah.
it? I'm going to forget that.
Oh, I've only had glasses glasses since I was 7 years old.
So
I mean, I haven't been able to see my entire life.
So if you can't see close up, you're farsighted.
Yeah.
Because you can see
and if I'm
farsighted.
Wrong, boy, will the DMs roll in?
Yes, they will. All right. I'm just going to go with it. I like yours. It's the opposite. It's easy to remember.
Look at Jen's weirdo glasses.
They're weird.
I mean, you admit that. They're
weird.
They are very unusual. The lenses flip back and forth like the hands of the clock.
It's so weird. It flips
final
up and
thing,
over.
Though, are they helpful and will you keep and use them again?
Well, thing
that's
is.
A no. That is a no.
I used them here yesterday, but I got distracted by you with your video. I don't know. I really like the suggestion that someone said to get a magnifying mirror.
Oh, yeah.
But then I just went on Amazon and looked, and there's like levels of magnification. Like, how magnified? Can someone comment back and let me know how magnified do you go? There's one that's like 30 times magnified, 60 times, 100 times. Like, I don't. Like
and also,
readers,
if you use that, forget the eyes. You would have perfect brows. Could you imagine the plucking
the
and things that you
plucking.
Could.
Plucking.
Oh, every single hair you didn't know you had on that. Oh, my goodness. Pluck, pluck,
yeah.
pluck, pluck, pluck.
I can't bring that in here. I would be way too distracted.
Oh, my gosh. What's Jen doing? Manicuring that face like no... There wouldn't be a stray brow
hair. Not a dot.
If everybody had that, there would not be a stray brow hair in Cleveland.
That's right.
It would be so well kept.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a good call. We got Trump Tui in 10 minutes.
More black bear sightings in Northeast Ohio. Oh, so where this time? That in 60 seconds. It's 76 degrees in Bay Village, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. A black bear continues to roam Northeast Ohio with new sightings reported in Cuyahoga Heights, Garfield Heights, and Pepper Pike.
If they come towards you, you remember, you stand still, you fluff out like you do a bear.
Okay, thank you, Tim. Wildlife officials remind residents to keep their distance, secure trash cans, and remove outdoor food sources if they spot the bear. Easy breezy. This is it. The final time the PGA Champions Tour event will be held in Akron. Woo! I know. It's exciting. It starts this Thursday.
I'm going today with
today.
My dad.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
First time we went to this tournament, World Series of Golf 1986. Shout out.
That's what it was called, World Series of Golf?
I believe so at the time. I can't believe it's going away. Picking up my dad today, heading down there.
End of a 72-year run for major professional golf in Akron.
And John Daly's there. Who doesn't want to go see John Daly? Jen, raise your hand.
I did not.
Davis Love the Third. All these guys,
I don't. Nate took me once.
Yeah, when you hated it. Why is it too much walking?
I didn't enjoy it. I thought you were just going to go sit there and watch the golf.
No, you have certain.
He wanted to go follow people. It was hot.
And if you know, you know. You go over.
You couldn't take in a phone.
You're walking down one. My dad and I go to 2 green, 3 tee, and you go over it. You check out part. The fourth hole is very tough. Par four.
It's
got a par three in the five. You see him tee off there, walk down six.
And you gotta be quiet.
You'll go to 15 green, 16 tee. I have the thing memorized. I've been there so many times, and it is super sad.
And that is great for you that you've been there and you love it. And for Nate and for your dad.
Yes.
It did not meet my expectations.
I had the chance to play Firestone South, and 16 is the long par five. And I had to hit like driver.
That's the one that makes you go really far, right?
It was so long before I even got to the water. Anybody know? It was great. It was like a dream. I grew up in Akron. That's a dream of yours. Yeah. Even step on Firestone South.
A big deal.
To even play. I mean, to those that know, I know there's a ton of people that don't care, but those of us that do, like, this is a massive end of an era that has been there a long time. And I'm excited to go today, yet also sad.
You'll have to post some photos. Let us know how it goes.
Or your glasses.
The Great Lakes Science Center offering free general admission for children ages 2 to 12 this Saturday. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.